Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them today by your Spirit through this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we started a series of teachings that we're calling Be Ye Thankful. And in this teaching, we are learning about the power and the importance of cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Now, friend, this will be our fourth teaching in this series. And so if you missed any of the teachings so far, you can go back to mam.tv. You can watch there. You can download the notes. You can also watch the broadcast on YouTube or on Facebook. But let me encourage you, if you missed any of the broadcasts, make sure you go back and watch. I believe that these have been some of the most powerful broadcasts that we have done. And so you want to receive the good things that the Spirit of God has been doing during these teachings. Praise the Lord. Now go with me to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look there again at verse 15. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, and this has been our foundation text in this teaching. Colossians 3:15 says this, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Come on, friends, say it with me again. Be ye thankful. Now, we found out already that that is not a suggestion, but it's a command. And anytime God gives us a command, there's always a benefit that comes to us when we obey the command. And so there's great benefit in you and I cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving. We talked about on the first broadcast that thanksgiving is yielding to the Holy Spirit. And by being thankful, you give him access into your life. And then on the other end, murmuring is and complaining, that's yielding to the enemy. And that can give him place into your life to steal, kill, and destroy. In 1 Corinthians 10:10, it talked about how the first generation, the children of Israel, murmured and they were destroyed of the destroyer. And so the destruction was connected to the murmuring. And the murmuring is yielding to the enemy, and that lets him in. And so God, when he talked about thanksgiving in the scripture, he told us to be thankful always. He told us to give thanks continually. He told us to be thankful in all things. He told us to be thankful no matter what we're doing. And he told us to do all things without murmuring. And the reason he talked with such intensity about thanksgiving is because he knew there are some big things on the line when it comes to thanksgiving and being thankful. And one of the big things on the line is who you yield to and who you give access to in your life. Now, how do you and I go about being thankful? Well, our focus and what we think on is connected to how thankful we are. If we think about everything that's not going right and everything that's not happened yet for us and everything that isn't working in our lives, if we think about that kind of stuff, that's going to give birth to a murmuring mouth. And so if you want to be thankful, you need to do something with your mind. You need to focus on how good God's been to you. You need to focus on who you are in him, what you have in him, what you can do in him. And thinking about those kind of things will activate thanksgiving in your heart, and it'll activate thanksgiving in your mouth. Now, last time on the broadcast, we talked about how thanksgiving affects what you receive from God. That how I receive affects what else I receive. And if I receive from God with thanksgiving, demonstrating that I value his goodness in my life and the good things he's done in my life, that positions me to receive more of it. Praise the Lord. And so that's a little review for you, but that's not good enough. You need to go back and watch any of those. If you missed those broadcasts, they will be a blessing to you. Now, let's go just flip back one chapter to Colossians chapter 2. And we are going to talk today about thanksgiving and faith. And in this verse, Colossians 2:6, the scripture makes that connection between thanksgiving and faith. It says there, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Abounding in faith with thanksgiving. And so you can see the scripture there connects thanksgiving to our faith. So our confidence in God, our trust in God, and our thanksgiving, these two are connected. And you'll see how on today's broadcast. Now go over to Psalm 106 and let's look there at verse 24. So thanksgiving and faith are connected. Well, what about murmuring and unbelief? It says there in verse 24, "They despise the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents." And so you can see that verse is connecting unbelief, or not believing his word, to murmuring. And so we got faith being connected to thanksgiving, and we have unbelief being connected to murmuring. Now, faith is based on what God has said to you. Romans 10:17 says that. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so faith in God is founded in what he has said to you. In other words, you can't have faith in God to do something that he didn't tell you he would do. And so he has to speak to you by his written word, or speak to you directly by his spirit. And that is the foundation for faith. And so, for instance, in James 1, the scripture says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and God will give it to the person that asks in faith." And so right there in that verse, you can trust God. You can have faith in God to give you wisdom, because he said he would in his word. And so that is how faith works. You know, in his word, if God says that I'll give my angels charge over you and they'll keep you in all your ways, well, then you can have faith in God to do that because he said he would. Jesus said in John 14:27, "My peace I give to you." And so you can have faith in God that you have his peace because Jesus said he gave it to you. Faith is founded on what God has said to you. Now, how does thanksgiving come into play with that? Well, if I came to you, if we know each other, or if we don't know each other, praise God. But if I came to you and said, "Hey, how much do you owe on your house? Or do you owe anything on your house?" And you said, "Yeah, I owe $120,000 on my house still." If I told you, if I said, "I'm going to pay that mortgage off for you so that you don't have a home loan anymore." If I said that to you, if you have faith in me and trust in my faithfulness and trust in my integrity, you will tell me thank you before I pay it off, because you have faith in me and you trust in my word. I mean, I think a lot of you, if I said that, you would thank me, you would hug me, you would squeeze me tight because you would be so thankful. And yet you're saying thank you like that, and I haven't even done it. You don't see it yet. Your house isn't paid off yet. We didn't go to the bank together. I didn't write you a check yet. And yet you're expressing this gratitude. Well, that thanksgiving is coming from somewhere, and it's coming from the faith you have in me, the faith you have in my integrity and in my faithfulness. Now, if I said, I'm going to pay off your mortgage, and you looked at me and said, okay, well, I'll believe it when I see it, well, that means you don't trust me. You don't have faith in me. And if you said, well, I'll tell you thank you when it's done, what's that say? That says you don't have faith in me to do what I said. And so thanksgiving is actually an expression of your faith. And if God told you that he would do something in his word or by his spirit to you, when you believe that God will do what he said, you say thank you before you see anything because you have faith in him, because you trust in his faithfulness. And this is one reason why, when we pray, a lot of our prayers are going, Father, I thank you today for giving your angels charge over me. I thank you for keeping me in all my ways. Why would I pray it like that? Because God said he'd give his angels charge over me. And so because he said it, I thank him for doing it at the beginning of the day, even before I see it. And I'm thanking him for doing it before I see it because I have faith in him to do what he said he would do. And so thanksgiving is an expression of faith. Thanksgiving is rooted in my faith in God, that if God said something to me and I have faith in him, if he said he would do something, if he promised me something, I say thank you before I see it, because if God said it to me, I have faith in him and it's as good as done. And so thanksgiving, you'll see on the rest of the broadcast today, it's one of the highest expressions of faith we have, that I'm saying thank you before I see anything, before I feel anything, because I trust you and I have faith in you, Lord. Praise God. Let me show you this on the opposite end of it. In Exodus 23, 22, and Psalm 106, verse 24. Let's look at that verse again, then we'll go to Exodus 23. Psalm 106, verse 24 said that they, the children of Israel, despised the pleasant land. They believed not God's word, and they murmured in their tent. So there again, we see the unbelief, the lack of faith, and the murmuring going together. Now, the scripture said they didn't believe his word. Now, these were the ones that were on the outskirts of the promised land. They sent the 12 spies in to spy it out. And these were the ones saying, we can't go in, we can't do it, the giants are too big, the walls are too tall, that kind of stuff. But it said they believed not his word. Well, what had God said to them about the promised land? What had he said to them about the giants? Well, Exodus 23, 22, the Lord said this. He said, if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you and bring you in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Verse 27, I will send my fear before you and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs unto you, and I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you. Verse 30, by little and little I will drive them out before you until you be increased and inherit the land. Now, that's what God said to them about the land. And so why are they murmuring in their tents about the giants and the walls and Moses and all that brought them out here? Why are they murmuring in their tents when God said that to them? Because they don't believe that. They don't have faith in God to do what he said. Had they had faith in God to do what he said and drive out the giants, they would have been in the tents going, well, Father, God, we thank you that you're going to drive out all these giants, just like you said. You're going to cause us to the possessed land. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for helping us to do it. showing us what we need to do. We thank you that we're going into the land, and we thank you that you're driving the giants out. The reason they didn't do it is because of a lack of faith. And so a lack of thanksgiving can actually be a sign of a lack of faith. And on the opposite end, a expression of thanksgiving to God based solely on what he said he would do before you see him do it is one of the highest expressions of faith you can display, because you're thanking God for a victory that you don't see yet because he promised it that he would give it to you. You understand what I'm saying, friend? You're thanking him for a victory that he promised to give you that you don't see yet. And yet you're giving him thanks before you see it. Why? Because you have faith in God. Praise the Lord. And we see this throughout Scripture, that in a genuine life of faith, thanksgiving both precedes the victory and proceeds the victory. What do I mean by that? A lot of times people only think about thanksgiving in terms of thanking God for what he has done, that God's done these good things, he's been good to me, and so I thank him for that. And we've talked about that on the previous broadcast. Today on the broadcast, we're talking about being thankful for something God said he would do before you see it, before you feel it, before you're enjoying it, because you have faith in God to do what he said he would do. And this is thanksgiving faith. Faith and thanksgiving together. This is how they work together. Praise God. Let me show you a few examples in Scripture with Joshua and the children of Israel and the walls of Jericho. Many of you are familiar with that story. In verse 2 of Joshua 6, it says, "The Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." Now, one second. God is telling Joshua, "See, I've given it to you." And when he told Joshua that, Joshua and the children of Israel didn't have it in the natural. They were on the outside of Jericho, and the walls were still up. And the walls of Jericho, those were impenetrable walls. I mean, this was an impenetrable place. And Joshua, sitting here on the outside of it, does not possess it, does not have it. And God is saying, "I've given it to you." Now, if you believe that, what do? You go, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me Jericho." And if God says, "I've blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places," Ephesians 1:3, what do you say? You don't go, "Well, I'll say thank you when I see some blessings." No, you go, "Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with all spiritual blessings." If Jesus says, "I've given you my peace," you say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me your peace." If the Lord says, "The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all the truth," you don't say, "Well, I'll say thank you for that when I see it." No, you say, "Lord, Holy Spirit, thank you for leading me and guiding me into all the truth." And friend, you're saying that when you don't see it yet, because you have faith in God that you're going to see what he said he would do. You're going to see it come to pass in your life. And so God said, "I've given you Jericho." And then in verse 16, it says, "It came to pass that the seventh time when the priests blew the trumpets," now they're marching around the walls of Jericho, "Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Well, that was a shout of joy. That was a shout of triumph. That was a shout of thanksgiving. And he said, "Do that because the Lord has given you the city." And we're doing all of that when we're still on the outside of the city and don't have the city. And so you see, that is thanksgiving faith. That is being thankful for something you don't see yet that God promised you, because you have faith in him to cause it to come to pass. Praise the Lord. And then we see it here in Romans 4:17, when God told Abraham, he said, this is verse 17, it says, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations." Now, God said that to Abraham, And when he said that to Abraham, Abraham didn't have any kids. And his wife was barren and couldn't have kids. And God said, what? I've made you the father of many nations. Now, what do you say when God says that? You say, thank you, Lord, for making me the father of many nations. You don't say, well, when I see it, I'll give you thanks for it. See, that's unbelief. Faith will say thank you just based on the fact that God said it, because you know he's faithful to do it, and faith will say thank you for it before it sees it. Praise God. And so he did that, and he said, I've made you the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls things that be not as though they were. And then in verse 20, it says, he, Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The New Living Version says, Abraham did not doubt God's promise. His faith in God was strong, and he gave thanks to God. Friend, this is before. He gave glory to God. He gave thanks to God. This was before Isaac came. This was before it happened. Come on. And this is real faith. Because God, I believe what you said. I believe you'll do it. I believe it'll come to pass. And so I'm not going to wait to say thank you until it's done. I'm going to thank you for a victory I don't see yet, because you promised it to me and I have faith in you. And so, friend, you can thank God for things you don't see yet that he's promised you in his word. You know, your kids can be running from the Lord and acting nuts. And you can say, Father, I thank you that great is the peace of my children. Now, why am I thanking him for that when I don't see it? Because he told me in the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah that great would be the peace of my children. And so I'm thanking him for doing that when I don't see that. And that is faith. And friend, faith, 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is how you win. Faith is how you overcome. Faith is how you get through and how you break through and how you get victory. And one big thing faith does is it will say, Father, I thank you right now in advance, before I see it, before I feel it, just based on the fact that you said it, I trust you and I have faith in you. And friend, this is a big part of seeing your victory. This was a big part of the walls of Jericho falling down. They were shouting for joy and thanking God based on what he said before it happened. This is a big reason why Abraham and Sarah had Isaac, because they had faith in God and they thanked God in faith for what they couldn't see and what hadn't come to pass yet. They thanked him for it before they saw it. And that was faith. And faith is the victory. And faith is how we receive promises. And faith is how we overcome. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't been thanking God for stuff you don't see yet, you need to start doing that. That's a major key to you seeing it, experiencing it, and enjoying victory in your life. Praise the Lord. And so let me look at one more verse, or maybe two more quickly here. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says this. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Always means now and perpetually. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. Well, always causes is talking about past, present, and then future triumphs. He always causes us. That means he has always caused us. He currently always causes us. And always causes us means he will in the future. So what's happened in this verse? You're thanking God for victories that haven't occurred yet. Let me read it to you again. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. That's being thankful for triumphs that haven't even taken place yet. And why would you do that? Because you have faith in God to give you the victory, because he said he would. You have faith in God to give you a victory you can't see yet, because he said he would. And so you thank him for the victory you can't see yet, because he said he would. And then in 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. gives, again, is talking about now and in the future. If I said every month Mike gives me his rent check, well, I'm talking about he has, he does, and he will in the future. And that's what this verse is talking about. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. What is that talking about? That's talking about victories that have yet to come to pass. And so waiting to say thank you until you see the victory, that's walking by sight. And if you walk by sight, you're not walking by faith. And if you're not walking by faith, you can't walk in victory, because faith is the victory. And so had Abraham said, I'm not going to thank God until I have a son, or if the children of Israel would have said, we're not going to shout until the walls are down, that's walking by sight. They couldn't have walked in victory like that, because it's not walking by faith. But friend, when you're in faith and when you're walking by faith, you can thank God for a victory that you don't see yet. And that will actually propel you on to enjoy the victory and receive the victory that you don't see yet. So praise God. We can thank God for things He has done. We can thank God for things He is currently doing. And we can thank God for things He's gonna do based on what He's told us in His Word. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for your precious holy word. And Lord, we rejoice and give thanks unto you, because you always cause us to triumph. We will shout the victory. We will give you thanks for victories we don't see yet, for victories we don't feel yet, because we trust you, we trust in your word, and we know you will do what you said you would do. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back next time. We're going to close out this powerful new series entitled Be Ye Thankful, and you don't want to miss this last part. We'll see you then.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith and help you experience victory in your life. In this life, we will encounter challenges, but through the Word of God, we can experience victory over every challenge. In Matthew's book, Victory in Troubled Times, he gives us 5 keys to experience victory in the midst of adversity. Order your copy today at mam.tv or on Amazon. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries and the members of North Smoke Church. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.